was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Not the Democracy Broadcasting Network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Beware of the people who are pimping the word democracy in absence of the word republic. They are either misinformed and we need to educate them immediately, or they are working for the enemy. Beware of the 98% truthers that get you on the 2% lie. We are not a constitutional democracy or a unique form of American democracy. We are a republic, and we cannot emphasize that enough. Better that 1,000 guilty men or women go free than one innocent person go to prison, such as Tom Lacovara. I want to remind people this show stands on Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Once again, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Well, I'd say the evildoers and the workers of iniquity are just about everywhere throughout our corporate government. No time in history has it been more apparent than this time right now where we are in the republic that we're attempting to resurrect. Like to join the show tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're going to try to bring in Chris from Las Vegas tonight. Lori may be with us later. I want to remind people that our most important concepts on this show at this point are jury nullification. No society cannot be a victim. And no compliance, no enforcement. Crucial. Everybody working for the system has to get it through their heads. No compliance, no enforcement. People will not comply and the police will not enforce the unlawful regulations and statutes that have been quote-unquote legalized by the corporate attorneys who have infiltrated the legislature, judiciary, and the executive branch. I finally had to swallow my whatever and get on, and I don't pay much attention to the political figures that have been running this republic into the ground for the last God knows how many decades. So I wasn't really familiar with Mike Pence, so I went online today and watched him speak at a couple of different events, including the most disgusting, I don't know which was more grotesque, him speaking at the Israeli, you know, we'll do anything for Israel, including give you all our money and go to war and do it, die for, kill for you and die for you at your behest. That's not appropriate. We'll give you all our money, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 per every Israeli citizen. Do we have that money to give to our own people? We can't give people a couple hundred bucks, let alone $50,000 for every person in the country. That's absurd. That was bad enough until I saw him speak at the Republican nomination was absolutely pathetic. I've never seen, and I had no animosity towards this man, never met him, was very neutral, didn't know what he looked like, what he talked like. I've never seen a bigger charlatan, phony, baloney liar in my entire life. How anybody could pick him as a quote-unquote outsider or somebody who's going to help resurrect the republic or restore our constitutional democracy or bring jobs back, do anything that's good for the people of this country. Where has so many people's discernment gone? Down the toilets where it is the answer, that they would look at this guy. He has lying eyes. He talks out of the side of his mouth. He's constantly giving these little sincere looks with his eyebrows and nodding his head up and down. I came from a farmhouse in Indiana with a big family and a cornfield in the backyard. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely gross. I love cornfields in the backyard, but I mean, this guy is like, you know, it's like Hillary getting up there saying, I love my guns and my Bible with a fake accent and a fake delivery and a fake intention, and the whole thing's fake. So I don't know what is going on. I mean, I do know what's going on. We've got the enemy within the gates, and it's within the gates of the administration. Donald Trump could be the best guy in the universe. And if he's got these demons around him, I don't know how far we're going to get back to restoring the republic. Once again, what are the 10 things that if these 10 things can keep perpetuating and not be reversed, then the republic's going to be destroyed. Even if a couple of these things keep on going, we're in big trouble. I don't know if we can come back from the brink. Of course, the first one is the military-industrial complex. Wait till I read you a couple articles I pulled down out of a defense journal. I mean, the military-industrial complex is doing great. Unbelievable. The amount of military corporate contracts, Saab position Swordfish MPA for New Zealand requirement for some fighter bombers. And then, Boeing gets a contract for another couple hundred helicopters. And the Brazilian Marines just bought another gazillion drones. And Boeing offers military version of Leonardo's AW-139 for the UH-N1 replacement. I mean, it went on and on with that type of stuff. Unbelievable. I'll get to that later, just to give people an idea of the reality that we're being presented through the corporate media and a lot of the alternative media and what's really going on in the world, where the money's rolling to and from. Know where it's rolling from, us, and where it's rolling to is the military industrial complex. That's just one. How about the drug war? The drug war is destroying the country, and not because people are doing drugs. It's because the government is warring against it. All of a sudden, you have prohibition reinstated unlawfully with a new substance attached to it rather than alcohol, which it used to be prohibition and then repealed. We now have drugs under prohibition. It needs to be repealed. It does not serve the people. It only serves the corporate government, the legislatures, the witch's court, all the bar members who make $5, $10, maybe $50, maybe $500,000 getting somebody off of a major statutory infraction. God knows what if the Bundys had to hire, a top attorney in the country, they go for millions on these cases, and patriots don't have that money. That's just two right there, the military industrial, and by the way, what's destroying the black community and creating the animosity and the gang wars within the black community and between the blacks and the whites? That's just run it right back to the drug war. There's no question. The private prison industry is packed because of the drug war. Almost all of the offenders are nonviolent. They're mostly possession and sales. Very rarely the violence, and the violence is only because it's illegal. They're fighting over the turf because there's big money in it. What would happen if you decriminalized? The money would disappear. Any Joe Schmo could get it cheap. It's going to be everywhere. I was working at a house once, and the people's two teenage sons said, we were in a political discussion like this, and they said, we can go. They said these boys were maybe like 13 and 15, and they were just, like in the early stages of high school and the middle school. And they said they could go, it would take them 3 days, maybe 4 or 5 days to get alcohol. They could go into the school cafeteria and get drugs within 15 seconds, let alone 15 minutes. Okay, so that's the ramification of the drug war. There's so much money in it, everybody's going to come in and try to get a piece of the action. If you decriminalize it, the money goes bye-bye. All the gangbangers and mobsters go bye-bye. All the CIA drug runners go bye-bye. Of course, there's not going to be much reason to invade Afghanistan, where the poppies are being grown and guarded by the Marines. Look it up on the internet, of course, or the Golden Triangle in the Southeast Asia, where Bo Greitz went in to get POWs after World War, after Vietnam. And he found out a hard, cold, rude awakening that the United States government, the State Department specifically, was the biggest drug runner in the world at the time. Hundreds of tons of heroin bringing it in. And then issuing orders to the police to go out and round up kids who would get caught with a little bit in their car. Drag them into the witch's court. $5,000 for the defense attorney. How many, to God knows, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars for the witch's court? Every case is bonded with a performance and payment bond. And the longer that they can do what's called protracting, which is dragging a case out for indefinitely, the more interest they make over that time on the bonded case. Makes perfect business sense. They turn a case into a fiduciary instrument, they attach an interest, and that interest accrues over time. So why would they want to wrap a case up quick and get it in and out of court? Through that, if you're the witch's court, you're making a fortune dragging it out. Performance and payment bond makes them rich, and guess what? They sell us as fiduciary instruments to foreign bankers and brokers and brokerage houses and all kinds of entities that you do not want owning you, people. Trust me. Don't want anybody owning you. Well, that's just two. The military-industrial complex and the drug war. How about the Federal Reserve printing our currency? I don't see that ending anytime soon. I wish it would. But why can't someone pick up where Kennedy left off? I know he met a bitter end, but we have to keep on trucking. I'll take the position. Vote for Eric the Freedom Screamer. Pencil it in next election. I'll do these things immediately. Come what may. We have to do it. Life is short anyway. Might as well try to resurrect the Republic as best we can. If people demand it, it will happen. So we need to get Congress printing our currency instead of a bunch of private bankers who were installed in 1913 with the, 16th Amendment? Someone help me out on this. All right, so number four, how about keep the three-letter agencies going? That's what's really destroying people. You know, look what just happened to the poor Amish guy in Kentucky, Mr. Girard, Sam Girard, I believe was his name. He was making a hand cream out of chickweed and some other natural herbs around the farm. And a state worker called into the federal government, and the FDA came out and arrested him, and he's looking at 60 years. Now, what the hell is the Justice Department doing going to be prosecuting that case? It's not the FDA who's prosecuting this man. Oh, they were the liaison. They were the initial thugs who came out and think they own everybody's body and everybody's property and everybody's land and everybody's rights. But ultimately, it's the Justice Department and Jeff Sessions will be prosecuting or not prosecuting this case. This is one that needs to go on the list of the thousands of cases that have to be dropped immediately, and hopefully dropping the 46 prosecutors that they just replaced at the federal level will be a good start. Number five, oh my God, now how about the other three letters, CIA, DEA, DHS, NSA? We could go on and on and on, DOD, and it goes on in the three-letter agency. So how about number five? How about the titles to everybody's private property? They're still sitting at the courthouse. Everybody's still paying rent on private property in a country that was founded on private property rights and a tax revolution. How about number six, society being a victim? People, isn't that a nice flipping upside down? That's the Masons right there. Seven, build a breachable wall. Don't discuss the how to sanction the employers for giving the jobs to the illegal migrants that come in looking for a piece of the pie. A wall's never going to work. It's a scam. You're being sold. If you're believing that we're in good times here because he's going to build a wall, or someone's going to build a wall, whoever's going to build it, Trump's not going to build it. He's supposedly going to ask Congress to pay for it, and then some construction workers to get out there and actually build it. Even though Congress has already not only put the money aside for the wall, they took it from us to pay for it, and did God knows what with the money. Squandered it already. No wall got built. We already paid for it hundreds of millions of dollars years ago. Look it up. That legislation passed. And what happened? They didn't build the wall. We paid for it. But boy, it didn't get delivered. Great. What business do you pay for something and not have it delivered? Only if you work for the government. Of course, definitely don't talk about the vicar generals and the archbishops and how they hold all the power over the congressmen and senators. I've watched it. The witch's court bows to the vicar general every time in every case, from CPS children seized by CPS to people's private property estates into the millions to people's Social Security settlements. It goes on and on. the Vicar Generals, if they can stay quiet on that and keep that power over, that stranglehold over our courts, through the Vicar's office and the Freemasonic lodges, you know, there's, I don't see how we're gonna get this republic resurrected. Anybody wants to add anything to that list, debate anything on that, feel free to call 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Join in with us tonight. Nobody calls in. Maybe we'll play the Kennedy Secret Society speech again, Mike. You want to pull that up and have that handy? So we have at least eight right there that I just mentioned, and I had added two, and I forgot what they were because I didn't write them down on my original list. So I need a little help, folks. Add to my list. We got the military-industrial complex, the drug war, the Federal Reserve, three-letter agencies, the private property titles still seized, society being a victim, and not, that's not changing, building a breachable wall and ignoring all the employers. We need to make a mandatory five-year prison term. I mean, everybody else gets prison for what, doing nothing? How about the employers who are putting all the illegal migrants to work at a discount rate and not hiring the local people at a living wage, and therefore destroying their community, but lying in their own pocket? How about we put mandatory 5 years in prison for all the employers, giving the jobs to all the illegals? Well, probably wouldn't want to do that. God knows how many businesses that many politicians are associated with that employ that labor. They want the cheap labor, and they love that voting bloc. Even the Republicans love it. Are you kidding me? The more they can get towards a socialist New World Order, one you know, unified tyranny, telling everybody else what to do. It's just the way it is. I mean, look around. That's a fast road to complete slavery. So once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. It's Resurrect the Republic. The Masonic Murder of Captain William Morgan, 1826. I heard about this, a couple years back, and I kid you not, someone came to me and said that a mutual friend of ours, who I know well to be a honest Christian family man, I have no reason to disbelieve him, he's going to do a little research. He's going to do a little research project into the murder of a man named William Morgan in upstate New York in 1826. It was a big deal at the time because everybody knew the Masons, the Freemasons, killed him. Not a conspiracy theory. I mean, political parties popped up out of it. There were giant protests. Towns were changing governments. People were storming. It was unbelievable what was going on. This was a big deal, and it wasn't being hidden at the time. The Masons were out in plain sight, and that's their motto, hide in plain sight, the motto of all the secret societies. You can hide in plain sight, so to speak, where it's kind of so obvious, people would say, well, what are you just talking about? I see that every day. Somebody would say something. Why? How do we get? It makes it easier for people to palate if it's something they're familiar with. So they hide in plain sight. You know, a lot of things are hidden, obviously, behind the closed doors, but much of their stuff is right. And at this time in the early 1800s, they were very bold and open about who they were and what they're doing. And before I get into that, well, what do we call it? A real-life murder mystery. Let's go to our caller. I don't have his name on the board here, but let's go, caller. Who do we got? Randy in Canada? How are you?
Hello?
Hello there. How are you?
Also, can you hear me?
Yes, you're coming through loud and clear. What's your name again?
Ramsey.
Ramsey. Excellent. What's up, my friend? How's everything up in the Great White North?
Great. How are you?
Not bad. We got dumped on tonight ourselves, so it feels like Canada right here right now in upstate New York. So good to hear from you. What's on your mind tonight?
See, sir, I want to ask you something about Donald Trump's ban on the countries that he did.
Go right ahead.
You see, sir, I've been hearing two different views. One view says that what Donald Trump did is unconstitutional. And then the other view says, the other view that I hear as well, that what Donald Trump did is constitutional. The United States government has the right to ban people from coming in. Now, some people saying That's right. Some people are saying that's wrong. Can you please tell me which one it is?
Well, I'll tell you where I stand. You know, I'm against very much against what's going on with our southern border, which is basically just masses of people bum rushing the border, and it's really screwing up the country as far as financially and politically, and turning it into something radically overnight that it's not intended to be. And I mean, there's natural change and there's unnatural change. And a steady migration of a couple million people coming in a year through, and I'll answer your question here kind of in the long form, but I want to be real clear on this, and I appreciate this question. So I'm going to start off by saying I'm generally against what's going on with our southern border. Since we're letting somewhere between 2 and 5 million people a year in legally, I mean, where they come in and they're, you know, they have a card or whatever, and at least they're vetted out, they're healthy, and if they're not healthy, they get the medical care they need. But all the mystery people just popping in, it seems to me to be awfully dangerous, and it does bring a lot of criminal element in that's not, you know, conducive to a peaceful community in many cities and suburbs. So, and I'm not saying they're all criminals, but that tends to be the people who are doing well in the other countries aren't, you know, they'd probably not be so quick to come here, or they, you know, they have a dual citizenship or something that they can pay for. So basically, money will buy you anything. There's been all kinds of reports from people on the inside of, hey, if you got $5,000 or $10,000, you're in. You know, you can come in legally. I'm not saying that's right, but we let millions in through the front door. Okay, so tens of millions on top of that coming in through the back door is definitely going to crash the standard of living in this country. That's just the bottom line, just right down to dollars and cents. I'm not really a big fan of the blanket ban from the Middle Eastern and, you know, Southeast Asia and the stands and all the areas where because there's a lot of people, you know, who may need to get in, and they're not criminals. They're not jihadis. They're not, you know, mercenary elements coming in looking to be a conquistadors, modern conquistadors. They're just looking for to get away from the persecution that they're living under. You know, I would like to help them fix their countries first. Unfortunately, our government's so out of control that it's sponsoring most of the chaos in all these other countries and causing people to want to leave when they shouldn't have to. There should be, with the technology that we have and the knowledge we have and the health standards we have now, I mean, you know, you can be pretty healthy if you eat right and there's a good medical system in your community. We can have a relatively high standard of living in every country if it weren't for the corporate government and the cabal of the Rothschild bankers along with the Vatican and all their intelligence agencies and mostly the banking establishment, the royal families and the churches of Rome and England, you know, putting their boot on people and trying to gain command and control rather than just having, you know, a decent type of prosperity. And most people want to have, if they have prosperity, they're not going to be out fighting each other. So I don't know. I don't like the blanket ban. I think it should be on an individual basis. If that takes time, well, so be it. You know, we got plenty of other departments and programs we can cancel to make sure that people who are, you know, legitimately fleeing persecution have a place where they can come. And to that, I mean, well, once again, we're letting millions a year in through the front door. There's room for a lot of people to come in through the system, so to speak. And this is one place where I don't think it should be just a wide open, pull your pants down, let everybody in who wants to come. Everybody's going to come here. Standard of living is going to crash right through the floor. It's not going to be the place people want to come to or live in anymore, and it's going to be brought. Once again, socialism is the redistribution of poverty. And so, but that being said, I'm not into a blanket ban. As far as the constitutionality of it, I mean, the Constitution, you know, really applies to, it doesn't apply to people who are, you know, born in a foreign land and are living in that foreign land and then just want to come here. Once they're here, you can make a case that they enjoy constitutional protections if they're within the borders of the country. I guess, you know, you can make that case. There's really not, as far as the constitutional powers of the president to do what he did, you know, once again, I'm into limited powers, generally speaking. So I guess I'd be uniform there. I'm not into the blanket ban. I'm not into unlimited power. I'm into limited power. I don't like to see him issuing edicts that just say, well, we're going to ban this. We're going to ban that. I mean, when you let them ban anything, they're going to end up banning you. They're going to end up banning guns. They're going to ended up banning drugs. The drug wars leading to the gun grab. I've seen it happen in upstate New York in the Shane Bennett case. So there's the long answer. I'm against the blanket ban. It should be on an individual basis, case by case. If someone's legitimately fleeing a monstrous regime, okay, they should be allowed a chance to have their case heard and come on in. I mean, there's plenty of room. If they're productive people, then I don't see what the problem is. The diversity is what made this country great. It's easy to look down your nose at another race or another sex or something like that. But we got to take people, one at a time on an individual basis. You can't just judge the book by its cover and say, well, they're coming from Syria, so stop, or Yemen, so they can't come. That's not cool. That's as bad as the tyranny of the left, so to speak. You know, if this is the tyranny of the right, then I don't like it just as much as I don't like the tyranny of the left. So that should be on an ad hoc basis. On an individual should get to hear their case. There should be no blanket bans just on the whole country. I mean, considering it's the CIA and the banking establishment and the corporate government, the shadow government, so to speak, and the military-industrial complex that puts this tyranny into other countries. Look, read a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. I might try to get him as a guest on this show sometime if I keep going with it for a while, and so we'll see what happens there. But John Perkins was an economic hitman, and their official title is usually Deputy Director of Economic Policy for the State Department. That's usually their typical cover. I've run into a case up here with a local economic guy who had that very title. I'll get into that story a whole other time. But anyway, you will see that when especially a small to mid-sized, they don't get away with it in Russia and China. There's other plans that they have for that with leverage and corporate deals and banking power and all that and military implications. But you'll see that in most of the smaller and mid-level countries, when a new president would be elected by the people, and in most cases it was usually a good president. It was somebody who wanted to represent the people and they wanted to clean up the corruption and make government, limited and smaller and have prosperity in their country. And there are some good people out there that come up in these smaller nations, especially with Central and South America, particularly heavy. And he named the names of small presidents that would come into office, and one of the first things that would happen is somebody like an economic hitman like John Perkins, because he was one, or Henry Kissinger, or someone like that, or a Rockefeller emissary or somebody, usually a delivery person, but if you're a big enough player, maybe you get a visit from Kissinger or Rockefeller himself. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break because I hear the music. So hang tight, everybody. And caller, stay with us because I'll let you comment some more on what I'm saying. We'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting Network, Republic Broadcasting Network. Here at the Freedom Streamer. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, anything can be up to mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order.
It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect Republic. We appreciate you joining us tonight. I hope Ramsey is still with us. I've given him the long-form answer of a very important question. It should be, I like to make my position really clear on issues like this, because, there's certain situations with the migration into this country, are legitimate and necessary and should be encouraged. And I think the people fleeing the chaos that we created with our, I would say not necessarily consent, because we didn't consent to this, but we acquiesced to it. And that meant by kicking back and relaxing too much and not paying attention, let somebody take over the wheel. And back to John Perkins, the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. The CIA sends somebody called a deputy director of economic policy for the State Department into a foreign country that had just had a new president elected, and they basically very nicely and politely threaten the new president. And they say, here's a list of 20 corporations that you're going to do business with, or else. And that's it. And then the or else is a three-phase thing, and he explains it in the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. The first, the one option is economics, destroying their, economic sanctions, just cutting them off, making up a reason why they're bad, setting up an event through the intelligence agencies like a false flag. It would demonize that country, make it look bad in public, run it on the media, hardcore on the media. Most of the media is run by the CIA. it's not much. That's just the propaganda arm of the intelligence agencies, the mainstream prostitute media. So they can sell people on the idea, bad little country, we got to go get them. So they either cut off their resources like we're doing to Iran right now, or send in the Marines, or assassination. And it happened in several cases, and he named the ones where assassination took place, and these are relatively well-known Central American and South American presidents that were populists, came in on a populist movement, as, you know, the Ron Paul in their country, so to speak, decent, looking out for their fellows. And if they didn't do business with the corporations, you know, we know the list, usually BP and Exxon and you know, Lockheed Martin and Boeing. And, you know, there's all kinds of large scale contractors that build air bases, military bases and huge, you know, city skyscrapers and complexes. And you know, the Carlyle Group's a great example. That's the consortium of the Bush family and the Bin Laden family. We're both members of that, if I'm not mistaken. My history's a little weak on that right now. We don't have my notes, but listen to some of the news. Ramsey, hold tight. You know, well, let me finish with Ramsey, and then I'll get back to a little more stuff. I'm against the Mexican invasion. And not just the Mexicans, it's anybody coming up through the southern border that's just coming in. We wouldn't get away with that in another country, and we shouldn't. You can't just bum rush another country's border and keep a standard of living in that country that's in all. And once again, since we're letting in millions of people, I'm not saying cut off or anything like that. Okay, so on the Middle Eastern thing, I'm against it if it's a blanket. So I wish Trump wouldn't do that. I wish he'd leave it open on a case-by-case basis. Does that give you a rough idea? And did I get all your answers, Ramsey?
Yes, see, sir, I agree with you. It should be done on a case-by-case basis. But see, like, in my opinion, I haven't researched the Constitution. In my opinion, the people who say that Trump is violating the Constitution, those people are just against Trump. And those are the same people who said that Trump is working with the Russians hacked into the election, and all that propaganda. But,
I would agree with that, yep.
And see, sir, let me just understand you correctly. Before the break, you said that diversity and multiculturalism is a good thing.
Depends. I mean, I don't believe in the diversity movement, quote unquote. That's very much, we know what that is. But I do believe that diversity did make this country great. People from all walks of life, coming from all over the place, came to America and with the dream of freedom, and they got together and basically did pretty well with each other, unless things were instigated by agencies and entities that have agendas of profit out of chaos. And that exists all over the place. Look at the statements from Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton. We've got to love that chaos. We have a new world order out of chaos, with who can never let a good crisis go to waste. We've heard all that. So anyway, I'm not a left-wing diversity movement, you know, person, but, you know, I do believe that that concept is part of what made this country great. And that's in the early days, people came from all over the place, and they all ended up becoming American, one thing, Americans. And so I don't believe in the hyphenated American. I don't like calling, you know, African Americans. I'll usually call them black or white. They don't object to that. But the hyphenated, you know, Hispanic American, Asian American, African American, Scottish American. I mean, if you have dual citizenship, okay, but not many people have that. So individual case-by-case basis, diversity made this country great in the early days if people are coming from all over, and I hate to use the word assimilating, but getting along as one people should, you know, and that usually is not a problem. And if the prosperity and the technology isn't withheld and the chaos isn't stimulated by such things as economic hitman, and back to that, I will very much encourage people to read that book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. That's the classic and application and manifestation of order out of chaos. Is the economic hitman. They call him they don't call him an economic hitman when they're sent to the president, the newly elected president of a small country. They call him the deputy director of economic policy for the State Department. And that's the disguise. That's how they come in there. And they say, oh, hi, very good. Here's the 20 corporations that we need you to do business with. And This was really not a request. It's a command, not a request. You must do
teacher,
this.
Go ahead. Teacher, in my opinion, diversity and multiculturalism doesn't help the country. The country would be healthy and stable and functional, and would show its image and character, tradition, and symbolism, and all that. When the country is homogenous, like for example, like look at Japan, look at China, like look at Chinatown, for example. In any city in North America, and so on.
Well, that's a perfect example. There's people from different walks of life all walking down the street, and there's Americans who are in Chinatown and China people, and it's not just Chinese people. They get along really well with visitors, shoppers. I mean, nobody wants to alienate the people who are going to come spend money. There's got to be some. That's why I have good faith that people from different walks of life can get along. I am not a diversity multiculturalist whatsoever. I think anybody listening to this show knows, I'm against Jeff Sessions, not because he's too conservative. I'm against Jeff Sessions because he's too liberal. So I'm like to the right of, if you wanted to put it that way, and I really don't like to put it in terms of right or left. But I think you and I are on the same page. I'm not a diversity multiculturalist, although, once again, people came from all over the world here when it was a legitimate kind of walking through the front door of Ellis Island, so to speak, similar other places, where they came in, they checked in, they had a checkup and to make sure they didn't have, tuberculosis or something, where they're walking around New York City like Typhoid Mary. That doesn't hurt to have a little quick checkup and just make sure somebody's not super sick. And if they are, get them some help. But that's through the front door.
Well,
through the back door, I don't like the invasion.
So, sir, you agree that Chinatown is a good thing in North American cities?
Well, how do I put this? I don't like to see a lot of segregation. I mean, it's freedom. If people of a certain, let's put it this way, if it was a place where, other people were necessarily...
If you said it's freedom, I agree, it's freedom. But you said what you're doing is not in the interest of the typical American or typical Canadian or typical French or typical Western country. These guys are Asians, and I respect them. They have their own culture, their own heritage, their own tradition, their own...
They have their own food,
they have their own clothing, they have their own dragons and all that, and all that is interesting and creative and everything that doesn't belong here, with all due respect.
Well, okay, I can understand where you're coming from. I don't like to, what are you going to do? See, the alternative is to what? You can't force people out and to assimilate perfectly. I mean, that would be really communistic to say, this many people, Chinese people have to live for this many white people, and then that many black people and Latin people, Latin Americans have to be in this and this proportion to make it all even and assimilate everybody. That'd get really, I'd just rather see individual little communities pop. I mean, yeah, the Amish live kind of isolated, but they're totally cool. They have little businesses that they open to the public. They get along. They're really friendly and very helpful, and they don't rip you off like most American corporations do. And, the Mennonites have their own little thing. And I don't know. I think it adds flavor. And if everybody's pleasant and friendly, Chinatown's, like you said, it's very creative and interesting. Now, if we're talking about getting into, unfortunately, with a lot of the, Islamic, people doing that, and I'm not saying they're real Muslims necessarily, because I think what we're seeing is not necessarily religious people. It's mercenaries and gangsters and criminals and people who are just, out for the their immediate group and not really out to serve a creator. But I don't know, but unfortunately that gets a little tyrannical in many instances. And if they start excluding people, Christians can't go here. Jews can't go there. This group, Hindus have to go over here. And then the Muslims have to go over there. And then the Chinese have to break up that community and get out into and assimilate with everybody. It sounds me awful. Communistic, more communistic to try to demand or mandate the assimilation than it does to just let them have their their area where it's unique and they want to speak their language, fine. Now, once again, if they're, you know, committed, if they're planning to take over the country and turn the whole thing into Chinatown, I'll fight them to the death. They're not, I don't want that. But they want their own little area where they have their customs and their language and their food. Hey, it's fun. You go vacation there. If they're not beating up, now, I don't like, you know, if it's happening like you go to Mexico and you're going to get robbed and ripped off by the cops and you're going to get beat up, possibly kidnapped if you're wealthy, you know, that's not cool. If that was going on here, and I'm sure it is in some areas, then that's not cool. But if it's just, if Chinatown is as if it were, you know, I hate to use the word theme park, but a place where the custom, you know, that's, it has its own flavor. I think that's kind of what made the country great. The, you know, I love Italian food. That would have never been any good Italian food in New York if the Italians didn't come over.
Well, Peter, I disagree that these people like that will make the country great. And like I'm talking about the image and character and identity of the country. Peter, if you and I go to China, if you and I go to China and build a white town or build a New York town or a Canada town or a Brooklyn town or whatever, and you put American flags everywhere and Statue of Liberty everywhere, the Chinese are not going to like that if you do that in Beijing.
No, I agree with that, but let's not lower ourselves to their standard. Let's expect them to come up to our standard. And yes, I would much rather help the people from other countries fix their own country, like Mexico and China, so they don't have to be coming here in African countries. I'd rather not have them. I'd rather have, yeah. But unfortunately, since our own CIA and our own State Department has sent economic hitmen over to install tyranny, to force compliance, and or kill the foreign leader and install a general or a tyrant or some thug that'll play ball.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Now, because of that, people have to, you know, we got to help clean up the mess a little bit. And once again, we're letting several million people in. That's plenty. I just assume stop all foreign immigration and help every country keep the people there. That would be the best thing. But once again, I'm reluctant to do a blanket ban, because once again, then you're keeping out people who may have no other option. It's a mess of our own creation. The answer is, do you lock everybody out right now? And how many, if you don't, how many do you let in? I'd love to see the ultimate solution in my view would be to, you know, seal up the border with the thing that American Border Patrol has with Glenn Spencer, which is just sound detectors that pick up any motion, and then you send a unit out to grab the people if they're coming over the border without checking in. And then we let in a couple million a year. I think that's plenty. That would be plenty enough for me. But I agree. If we need to have a national, diversity was great when everybody came here and became an American, not an Italian American, not an African American, not a, you know, Hispanic American, an American. Yeah. So yeah, I would love to see the unified American ideal. We got a lot of culture and customs and practices and cultural, this is the birthplace of modern freedom, backed up by a constitution and called a republic. And so there, we got to, you know, I would like to see it stop the illegal migration, stop the couple million we let in, you know, fine. That's not going to kill the country if it's just a couple, 2 million a year. I think it's gone up to 4 or 5 or more now. I think it was up to 8. I don't know. The numbers keep changing. And of course, under the last administration, they just kept sending more and more and more people in. But the solution to that is not really what Trump's doing. I don't think to just say, we're going to ban everybody from this country and not even hear someone's case. Seeing that we created the mess over there, it's up to these corporate leaders in our government. They're not really leaders, corporate owners and managers, to fix the mess. You can let a few million people a year in without killing the country if they're vetted and they're not going to, and they're coming to start a business or, you know, like you said, unify into the common culture of freedom and liberty and American ideals. There's plenty of American ideals. They don't have to give up their old culture, their old language, or their old food. But yeah, I can understand what you're saying. The enclaves aren't necessarily a good thing, but it's probably worse for the government to say, ban it and get rid of it. It can't exist. That's probably a worse tyranny. And once again, you know, which tyranny do you want? I'd rather have the tyranny of leave it alone, for people to get along. And I will say again, if they're excluding people, ripping people off, like when you go to Mexico, if you can't shop there safely, they're beating people up and people are getting kidnapped and assaulted. If there's big problems, they're okay. There might have to be a reason to say you're not allowed in our community. But that reason is going to have to be overwhelming and overbearing, and it only occurs rarely throughout history if it's not assisted by the intelligence agencies and the foreign agents who are trying to create the chaos, who come in and offer the solution and have their new order. So, but yeah, I appreciate what you're saying, Ramsey. Anything else? Thanks for the call, Ramsey. Much appreciated. Who do we got next, Mike? Brent in California. How you doing, Brent?
You say Reb?
Oh, we got Reb. How you doing? I thought we had Brent.
This is Reb, Moscow Reb, first team of the Pentagon to restore order in America. Ever since this administration started this year, prices have been going up. I don't know what they're talking about. Nobody's wages are going up. Everything they're doing is backwards so far. And we got bullied by local punks. That's who's getting bullied. And every time, like you said, they're bringing in hordes of people and building these welfare projects right around here in Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado. And we call this the year. That's what we did in 2012. We called the Sierra Club in Boulder the People's Republic of Soviet Colorado, and we told them, hey, you're driving out the critters. They went into woody areas that were inhabited with the ringtail foxes and the raccoons and the coyotes and a bunch of woodland critters. And they run them out because they're building all these projects. So I said to the Sierra Club, well, what are you going to do with it? Nothing. See, this is the Sierra Club of Boulder, Colorado. As long as they're screwing the civilization, they don't give a damn about the critters. We told them.
Yeah.
Hey,
if you or me tried to do that, build a place, and there was a danger, you know, some species there that they didn't want, you know, of course they're going to use it. And it's not because they're really trying to save any species. We know they use that as an excuse to seize private property. So
well, these people, they're lower than that because they're bringing them in. They told us, cut us out of programs that were for us, and then he said, we're bringing it to Africa and the Middle East. I had to get some forms out, and underneath it said refugees. I said, what's this? Oh, just it's part of the program. But like a week later, I got called by the director of the program. This was for elderly people, and because we're on the poverty section and going further into poverty. But they said, no. From now on, it's Africa and the Middle East. This was before there was even any arguments about which countries they shouldn't allow. And this is, they're pouring them in here. And then you get all these goofballs that think dope paradise in Colorado because the governor Noriega's dope stores. First, he gets here from Pennsylvania. He's a Woodstock freak. Ohio Wesleyan University, American Friends Service Committee. That's why they dragged him here. Part of the United Nations Mondialization Program. He gets to be mayor of Denver, starts opening dope clinics. It's the greatest thing since penicillin. Then he gets in the governor, and he's selling it. Even FBI agents said, how is this happening so fast when they met with us? He's looking the other way. So how can it be the greatest thing since penicillin? But you can't buy penicillin without a prescription. But here, you could go to his homegrown dope store and buy the same garbage. And the people around the world are saying, oh, this must be the dope haven. And they're driving out the population here. They even tried to have a revolt in 2013 on the ballot. This was their sick idea. They're going to create a 51st state of northern Colorado, the ranchers out in the plains near the Wyoming border. They failed miserably. It was like 11 counties were going to get out of the state. But, you know, two more goofball senators, I don't see that as the answer to you.
No, like you don't go back to the problem to try to keep fixing it. No,
we got a creative idea, restore order. Because we got attacked, and I found out this is part of the UN's bullying. Remember how they said bullying's a bad thing? Well, it ain't for these local, we call them government truth or no intelligence, the PD guinea. They find a target. As always, the weak, the ones they can push around. Because we found out they're doing this to a lot of people. They got case studies in the School of Criminal Justice at a school we never heard of, Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, Kentucky. And it's full of these case studies where you're just totally abused by these local punks. And you're the incumbent population. They won't do this to the incoming. It's the UN program. And when we describe it, people don't want to hear the truth. But it's going on. And that's why we got this total evidence of them working with terror cells against us. And we signed our name, Secretary of Defense. I've been hearing all, we're really stirring up the White House and the Pentagon. This woman who's been through three administrations, she knows who we are. And she answers the phone in the White House. She said she run it up to the Oval Office and took it right to the leader, Mr. Leader of the Free World and his gang there at the Oval Office. But she couldn't hang around to see his reaction. But it's rattling the whole White House and the top levels of the Pentagon right now. It's Bubba Scout Reb, use of force to restore order. I can call
good work, Reb. All right. Yeah, I hear you, man. We're coming up on a break, so thanks for the call. I'll comment.
Yeah, get everybody the phone, 703-697-9121. It's working. Call them 24/7. It's all over the internet, Bubba Scout Reb. It's on VultureSquadron.com. And tell them you want the war plan of the U.S. Army War College to get this done. But we'll take care of it. Modernization don't work in America. It ends sovereignty. And if you want sovereignty, that's it.
Okay.
We'll do the job. Okay,
beautiful.
Thanks again.
All right, thank you, Reb. Appreciate you calling in tonight. So, you know, the government has no business being involved in what people smoke or grow or sell. It's been a period. It's not that we're not talking, you know, nuclear radiation waste or something here that should maybe have a little some type of regulations on it for its disposal. It's not that poisonous. And look, if the tyranny of the drug war is far worse than any problems with people smoking, growing, or selling weed, that's an easy one. And as far as bringing in the, you know, Somalians into, you know, Maine and the Yemenis and the Colorado and all these, and bad idea. I agree with our last caller, Ramsey. Because it's an intentional plan that they're putting the people from foreign cultures that are not really assimilatable with the local culture that they're being rammed into. And it's designed to create a conflict and a strife so the UN Blue Helmets can roll in and save the day. Oh, joy. We'll be right back on Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.